Hi, welcome to Fun for the Right Brain. This is all going to be pictures, and all of the artwork that you're going to see are by the Dutch artist Anugito ten Voorde, who did all these for me back a long time ago for my first book, Facticity, A Door to Mental Health and Beyond. So it begins with a picture of you, regardless of your gender, holding inside a beauty and a beast. This is the fundamental essence of the work we're doing here, to recognize that both are within us, not who we are. There's conflict for us on the inside, though, and the learning is there is no conflict between opposites outside of our mind. There is no problem between day and night. They give the time over to each other without any difficulty, twilight and daybreak being the easy time when you can watch this flow without conflict occur. The conflict that we experience between our inner beauty and our inner beast is in the mind. And this is our response to the conflict, is in the mind. That's what makes the conflict even more difficult than you could imagine. That's what this work is about, helping you to manage and shift. If you look at this picture, ask yourself, which do you see first? There's a hag there, or an old lady, and a beautiful young girl. If you see one or the other and you can't see both of them, then that tells you that your mind is designed to see one first and perhaps not even see the other. So you can come back to this slide if you want to pause here and just keep looking at it until you can see both of them. The point is, both the hag and the beautiful girl are made of the same lines. They are inseparable. What do you see first here? The vase, the white vase, or the two dark faces? Again, it's the same thing. Both are here, and they are made of the same lines. The two images are inseparable. This is one of the key facts that we're going to learn to explore in the Mystic's Wisdom Decoded. When you can recognize that opposites are complementary, because in fact they are made of the same thing and made of the same lines, it can create a gap or an empty spot in the mind. Because once the mind can't see that these things are different, then it stops, because the mind is always dealing in comparison. The minute it sees that these are equal and that they need each other, the gap arises, and that is your entryway into a higher state of consciousness where inner peace and happiness actually rest. In order to work with this in the Mystic's Wisdom Decoder, we're going to use the infinity loop, which is an ancient symbol that obviously represents an ongoing phenomena. We are going to look at opposites and the movement between them as an infinite play that occurs in our lives all the time. This is about learning to manage it after you become aware of it. So the first thing that we're going to learn here is that the map that you're using in your mind is not the reality. It's not the territory. Most of us think it is, so that's a huge awakening to begin to remember, not only conceptually, but actually during the course of the day, when you're confusing your inner map for what is actually occurring in the world. We talk about Mount metaphor in this. You're moving, climbing this mountain out of the land of beliefs into the realm of what is. This work is to help you get out of the land of beliefs into the realm of what is. And once you get into the realm of what is, which here is the world of duality, you will then know how to get to that place beyond the mind. And that is where the space for happiness and inner peace rest, and then you'll know how to bring it back down into your everyday life. The thing is, the map that you have has to be an accurate map of the territory. That's why we're looking at the map from the mystics, which allowed them to remember, be unflappable in the presence of anything disturbing. If you are going to the Himalayas, but you have a map of the desert, you're going to be in big trouble on your journey. You will be ill-prepared to deal with everything you meet along the way. This work is to help you avoid that problem. To get into the realm of what is, you need a different map. And that's why we're looking at the map of the mystics, which gives you the keys to step into the realm of what is, and that is how to accept and be present to what is. And your relationship to opposites and impermanence is at the root of that freedom to move into this next realm. Now, in the olden days, people were challenged with ideas that were beyond their understanding. People were told the earth was not flat, but they were certain that it was, because when they looked off at the horizon, it seemed to be flat. That was the end of it. The same with the sun moving across the sky. It was hard to believe that the sun was stationary in relationship to the earth, and we were the ones that were moving. So you're being asked to change some things that psychologically you actually see seem true, but really from another level of truth is not the final statement about reality. So living in the land of duality and the land of beliefs, okay, is very complex, but you're going to help learn how to juggle things in a way that does not require your head to take the lead. If you've ever done juggling, you know that juggling does not require your head, just your hands and trust and movement. And when your head gets involved, you're more than likely going to drop those balls and go chasing them all over the place instead of enjoying the rhythm of juggling itself. So in this particular journey that we're on, you'll run into fear, and it will feel like a little dewdrop that is clinging to the leaf because it looks down at that huge, huge ocean and says, I don't want to let go and get into that. And yet, that's exactly where you do want to go and where eventually that little dewdrop will end up, regardless of its clinging. And this training is to help you be able to perceive when you're doing that and relax into it, holding on and letting go. The empty bowl, which you hear about in all spiritual paths, oftentimes we forget to realize that what it is filled with in its emptiness is receptivity, a fresh openness to each moment. When you learn this, then you get the idea of what it means to have an empty boat, where you as your personality are not in the lead, where you allow yourself to be taken where your journey wishes you to go. That's a whole different way to experience it, which brings up a lot fewer difficulties, as paradoxical as that may seem. Understand that when you see these lines here, your mind will automatically complete the drawing. If you see a woman's face with hair on her shoulders, your mind has completed the drawing by filling in the empty spaces. This is what the mind's eye does. The mystic's eye will allow you to retain awareness of the space between the lines and see what's on the other side. When you can do that, you learn to trust the flow of life, just like the birds that trust that inner knowing that they're going somewhere, but they don't know what the destination is, yet they follow. This training is designed to help you support and build that ability within yourself. Reflections allow you to see that what is on the inside can also be reflected on the outside. And with this comes peace and calm and the blossoming of happiness as well. So, here's the story, your homework. I want you to get a box of crayons, print out these pictures, color them, and bring these images to life. Why? Because images and color are the right brain's language. Creates greater openness and fewer objections, so that as you go through the training, your unconscious mind will be interested and not just closing down. Enjoy. Should be fun. See you in the next video. Much love.